Fairbanks State Representative David Guttenberg took his concerns about Alyeska Pipeline Service Company to the U.S. Congress yesterday. As APRN's Libby Casey reports, Guttenberg is fighting a recent decision by Alyeska's outgoing CEO to move more than two dozen employees from Fairbanks to Anchorage.
Among the jobs going south to Anchorage are Alyeska's integrity engineers, who are in charge of making sure the Trans-Alaska oil pipeline is safe from corrosion and oversee spill response. Representative Guttenberg says that raises questions and says he's speaking on behalf of Alyeska employees who believe safety issues are being ignored.
And attempts to express those concerns were squashed at the highest level by senior management, who feel retaliation for going against the mandate of Alyeska's then president. At that point, it became clear to me that Alyeska's open work environment was not working. Allowing poor decisions to go unchecked could have severe consequences for the state of Alaska.
Despite his claims, Guttenberg will not name any Alyeska employees who share his criticism. Some of them have filed official complaints. The state representative also admits he's concerned about what he calls good jobs leaving his district. Guttenberg testified before a House Transportation and Infrastructure subcommittee that's looking into pipeline safety issues. Alyeska Vice President Greg Jones told the panel that moving the jobs should not hamper spill response or corrosion prevention.
One thing I need to correct here, and this is where I think there is some confusion, is the people that we moved from Fairbanks to Anchorage were office-based. They were not part of our initial response team that we have. We have not changed any of our response capability for first responders. We have 69 people, as I said earlier, 24/7, that are ready to go immediately. They're dispersed throughout the stations along the pipeline and also at the Valdez Marine Terminal.
Jones calls the move a business decision, but Representative Guttenberg says safety is more important than trimming budgets. Jones also touted Alyeska's safety record, but Guttenberg pointed out that in May, the company had a contained spill at Pump Station 9, south of Delta, and that a Fairbanks team could better respond to such accidents than an Anchorage team because they're closer to the pipeline.
I couldn't figure out what standard Alyeska used to determine that moving these personnel who were responsible for pipeline safety integrity 350 miles from the pipeline would be prudent and responsible.
Alaska Republican Congressman Don Young sat in on Thursday's hearing, even though he's not on the committee. He says while he's disappointed the jobs are leaving Fairbanks, it's up to Alyeska.
And I do not like that. But in reality, they are a business, and they have the opportunity and the responsibility to make sure the businesses run correctly, and they have not had any damages.
Members of the House subcommittee probed the relationship between Alyeska and BP, which is a part owner of the pipeline, and loaned Alyeska its CEO, Kevin Hostler. BP has come under scrutiny because of its oil blowout in the Gulf of Mexico. And Hostler announced he'll leave the job this fall, as some members of Congress lobbed criticism at Alyeska's cost-cutting measures. But Congressman Young defended both Alyeska and BP.
And to somehow tie this in with BP, I think, is piling on. We have a lot of great Americans that work for BP. And for some reason now, if you work for BP, you are a bastard. And I'm saying that's totally wrong. These are honorable people. The company may have done something wrong in the Gulf. I'm not going to defend them on that area. But as far as the Alyeska pipeline, I'm quite excited about their record.
Other members of Congress reacted with surprise at Young's defense of BP, including Democratic Congresswoman Laura Richardson of California.
I always add a little bit of spice to any committee meeting, I'll guarantee that.
All right. Well, I won't speak to Alaska because I don't live in Alaska and I haven't studied it, but I have been to the Gulf. And I have been studying that, and I don't think you can call it honorable at all.
Thursday's hearing was part of a series the House Subcommittee on Railroads, Pipelines, and Hazardous Materials is conducting into pipeline safety. In Washington, I'm Libby Casey.